what you've seen in the agriculture market is there was a lot of excitement coming out of the trade agreement with China approximately a month ago. Not long after that, you saw the coronavirus in the news. And because of that, you saw a tempering in the markets. Not really a huge drop, but a little drop. What you're really seeing, I think, is nobody knows what's going to happen. And so you're seeing small drops in the market that I think certainly could go upward as soon as some positive news comes out.
This is Brendan Willis, an applied economics assistant professor at Utah State University.
If you look at a snapshot today, we're down a little bit. We're down, but I think that could recover. Dairy is obviously a big export. You're seeing the dairy futures are down probably 3 to 4%. That doesn't mean they're taking a hit today. It just means that there's a tempering of the optimism, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months out.
So, do we need to start worrying about our agricultural markets? According to Sarah Dorland with Ceres Dairy Risk Management, we shouldn't expect Utah's markets to be individually affected by this outbreak.
If we do start to see an impact to the overall U.S. and our exportability, then we would expect to see Utah will move just with everybody else.
This year, the United States' goal is to reach $35 billion in agricultural exports to China. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.